choosing a bereavement support group. I'm Pat Farnak with WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. After a loss, one may be reluctant to join a bereavement support group, but Calvary Hospital bereavement counselor Abby Spilka says, talking with people after group, they will say,
I feel so much less alone. With our adults, we work with them up through 18 months after the death. Again, another one of those myths that after a year, rainbows and unicorns come and you're not sad anymore. It's completely untrue. People come to us and they say, everyone in my family want to know why I'm still grieving. They want to know why I haven't gotten over it and moved on. This is a group that understands that. Megan Devine has written a book called It's Okay That You're Not Okay. And she talks about accompanying people in grief, that it's not your problem to fix. It's your problem to listen and to just be present.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.